Hi, thanks for joining me.
If you're watching this video, you might be trying meditation for the first time. And if so, congratulations. It's really quite simple, but it's a game changer and can shift the experience of your life to the better. But how it does so will all be up to you and how much time you spend in what we call the practice. So this is a great stepping stone into moving into a new experience of your life where you can be free of your reactionary states and the cycle of thoughts that plague every moment of your life. We're gonna be doing something called Vipassana meditation, which is awareness practice. You may have heard of awareness and mindfulness, but not quite sure what it is. Simply put, there is two spaces in our life, the foreground of activity, static, sounds, experiences, reactions, and the background, which is simply just a still, boundless, present place that is our true home. Vipassana will help us to engage our mind into being aware that we're becoming identified with reactionary states and thoughts and bring us back to that place of presence and stillness. Okay, so to get started, find yourself a seated position, something that makes you feel both alert but comfortable. You can be in a chair, you can be on the floor, and in a cross-legged position, on a cushion, on a couch. Try not to lie down for this one. Today, we're going to be using our alertness to help us be both comfortable, peaceful, but aware. I'm going to sound a bell, and the sound of the bell is very important because it helps us recognize, similar to sounds and sights, the thoughts just show up in our mind just like everything else, and they're impermanent. The sound of the bell will ring out, and then it'll dissipate back into stillness. As I do that, follow that sound from its birth to its death. And then follow me into your breathing. So let's begin. You can either keep your eyes open or closed. Closing them helps to take away some of that extra sensory input and will help simplify the experience of Vipassana. So let's begin. Now simply start to focus your attention on your in-breath and your out-breath. Sometimes it helps to take a few deep breaths just to settle the body down. Maybe as you do that, as you breathe in something like peace or kindness or love into your being. And breathe out all of the extra, all of the rest of your day. Let it all just flow out of you. We're setting an intention here to be in this practice for just a few moments. But I hope what you recognize is that this is a little break from the identifying with the cycle of thoughts in your mind and the states of emotional triggering and reactionary action that we take throughout our day. Just breathe. You can even use a little visualization right now. Maybe imagine that you are a wave way out in the middle of the ocean. And as you breathe in, you're a rising wave. And as you breathe out, you're a falling wave. If you're new to this, you will be lost in thought right now. You will be thinking, and that's okay. There's nothing to fight against. Just welcome your thoughts in, but notice that you're seeing them arrive. that you're lost in them. And then come back to just simply breathing and being. You can't do this wrong. You're already there. You're already home. Everything else is extra. All the thoughts running through your head, you don't have to own them. Some of them are useful, but many of them are not. See if you can decipher that and let go of all of it for now. Right now, you're just being still. You're allowed to be still. In fact, you're supposed to. It's your true nature. Just breathe. You may have many emotions going on right now, many thoughts as well. Why am I doing this? This isn't working. I'm not calm. I'm not happy. Notice that all of those exist out there. The thoughts and emotions exist out there. Where are you noticing them from? Who is noticing them? Now come back to just breathing. You're allowed to just breathe. Nothing else to add in here. I'm going to ring the bell once again, and this time, again, listen for how it comes out of the nothing and then returns back to nothing and the peace that surrounds it. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Do you notice any sense of relief taking a break from the cycle of thoughts, even just for a second? Isn't it nice to know you always have that available to you? Thank you for joining me today. There'll be plenty more meditations and Dharma talks and conversations to come. So make sure to subscribe and follow and all that good stuff. If you have questions, make sure to comment below. I'm Josh, and I'll be sharing more with you in the future. Thanks.